I want to share with you something that I learned over the last few days. And perhaps it can inspire you as well. I'll begin with the parasha as we always do. Everyone knows parasha starts by Yigash Elov Yehuda. That Yehuda came close to Yosef. And everyone thinks of the story as a face-off. That Yehuda is coming close to... But Chazal tell us by Yigash is a lashon of tefillah, of davening. That is what Vayigash means. By Avram it says Vayigash. By Leo, even though Vayigash here could be interpreted as he came close to Yehuda, but that's not what's happening. Chazal tell us the Vayigash here is he came close. Why is it that a person needs to come close? From here we learn Halacha, says the Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, that you have to take 3 steps backwards and 3 steps forward. It's an idea of coming close. Vayigash, says the Rekeach, we learn from here that davening has to come with a change of mindset. Vayigash means you came close from further. The way davening works is not when you're in your previous mode and you just move on. What I learned, even myself, the Gemara in the Dharma we learned recently, Daf Yomi, tells us that the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam, why is there a mitzvah to visit someone who's sick? And is there a mitzvah to visit a little baby who's a month old? The answer is yes. The Gemara tells us because when you come in and you see the unwell person, it inspires you to daven. I could not believe that even me, when I hadn't seen my daughter in a few hours, I wasn't feeling well, so I actually stayed away for a day or two. And when I came back, my davening was very different because I watched the struggle. Why is that important? Because Vayigash, it changes your mindset from your comfort zone. Now you're uncomfortable. You've seen someone struggling, and it changes your heart. It changes your place. So Vayigash Elav Yehuda meant Yehuda said, I got into this comfort zone for the last few months with this fight with Yosef. I need to change my mindset and my mental state. And this is why we have many halachas of step back, step forward. There's a halacha that a person should daven not on a podium, but a person should daven from low to come with a certain subservience. Aruach. Tefillah only works when there's a change. When you feel, this is why it's important for a person to change. Everyone knows there's a very famous Gemara that whoever is Saymeh Geula to Tefillah. Geula to Tefillah means you say Gal Yisrael, right? Tishmon Esrei is a guarantee that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Why is that so significant? He gets Olam Haba. And the answer is again, what do we say, says Rabbeinu Yonah, before we start Tishmon Esrei? We speak about all the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he fed us. The goal of that is to not physically but emotionally get us out of our comfort space and recognize that we are Biyad Hashem and He is the one who could deliver anything. This is what tefillah means. People wonder, our tefillah works, that tefillah doesn't work. You find tefillah works when you're moved. I need to tell you something that happened. Last Tuesday, as many of you know, we were rushed into the hospital. And it was Wednesday morning that they rushed her into the NICU. And many of you got the texts and the chats, and I want to thank you all for davening. But in the morning at some point, they said they want to intubate her. They want to sedate her and intubate her, which when that happens, it's a whole longer process. It's an entire... And they were sure they were going to have to do it. I came running to the hospital at about 11 or 12 last Wednesday morning. And within an hour, things changed. And that was the hour where everyone was davening. Again, if you remember, look at your phones, you will see in yeshiva they davened, and people in the shul davened. Many people told me that they stopped what they were doing. And the nurse looks at me an hour later, and she says, you know, you must be a lucky charm. No, I've never been called, nobody calls me a lucky charm. So I say, what do you mean? She says, I don't know. When you came in, you thought we were going to, and the last hour, things changed. I was ready to continue the game, by the way. Yeah, for sure. I'm a lucky charm. I do this all the time. But obviously, what is the reason? I couldn't tell her what I'm telling you. In that hour, there was such a heartfelt feeling. It, Mama, she told me, she could not believe it. She goes, the numbers were going like this, and boom, they started going down. And I'm telling you that the Tzadikas Haliba was not intubated because of everybody's feelings. And Moshim, she's going slowly. But what happens is people get comfortable, and it's human nature, and it's normal. And we lose our passion and our fire, and then the tefillah doesn't get the same. Because the point of tefillah is the Vayigash, El of Yehuda, which we all think. Now, what's interesting is it says Vayigash by Avram, by Eliyahu, and by Yehuda. And each one is a different kind of tefillah. The Vayigash of Yehuda is when you're in a crisis. Yehuda was in a crisis. His brothers were going to be stuck here. He didn't know what to do. Vayigash El Yehuda, he came close to Kosh Baruch. He got out of his mindset, out of his comfort zone, and he came close. So the halacha every day from now on, when you're taking your three steps back and three steps forward, when you're doing geula l'tefila, don't look at these as just dry halachas of, oh, okay, let me just do it. No. These are very deep and powerful mind changes. It's supposed to be, I'm now stepping back and forward. I'm moving closer to Kosh Baruch. And we learned that out of Vayigash. And I've witnessed it. Last week, there was such a hagosha. Some people told me that they stopped work and they started learning or davening. Understand what it did. It mama's changed. It changed to the point that a nurse could look at me in the face and say, it must be a lucky charm, because in the last hour, things literally changed. A non-Jewish nurse came to the hagosha that something changed. It was just totally not regular. This is a regular pasha to nace. Not an ace. I mean, it is an ace, but it's tefillah. And what happens when we daven for something so often, you know what happens? We lose our movingness, which is what happened even to me. When you don't see a patient, it just doesn't work that way. It just, you lose the passion. This is why Chazal say, go visit the person. Talk to the person. Call the chayla. Obviously, in this case, Aliba was told specifically she's not going to be picking up any phones. But in a situation when you pick up a phone, call a chayla. When you talk to them and you hear them, you will get moved. The moving is the tefillah, and that's what Chazal teach us from Vayigash El Yehuda. So that, I want to know that, and that's what happens with all levels of tefillah. We stop getting moved. This is why it's just important, as I mentioned, there's so many halachas about a person, where he's supposed to be, where he's supposed to stand, and how he's supposed to daven. This is the key, because it sets the tone, how you stand and how you daven. Kosh Baruch Hu should help. We're going to continue to daven, not just for Liba Bas Rivka Devarim, but for everybody. Someone struggling with their kids. If you're just going to do a lip service, it's not going to work, because it's not moved by Yigash. You have to move from your comfort zone. You really love someone, you want to daven for them, close your eyes for 2 minutes before you daven. And think about what it is like to have a child. I will be honest. I had no idea what it's like to have a child that's not home. It's in the ICU. It's incredible. There are people that do this for months. You need to realize that, but you have to close your eyes. Do you know what it is to have a struggling child? A child that's unfortunately not conforming. You know what it is to have an academically challenged child, a socially challenged child. You know what parents that have kids that are getting bullied feel like? Just to daven for their child. You think, it's not. No, close your eyes and think, what about if my child was bullied? Do I even know what that is? Does Hashem have to give that to you to move you? Chas v'shalom, we don't want that. Before you daven, this is why we're saying every day, geula l'tefila, to think before we daven. This is why we step back, and this is why we step forward. And this is why we visit a chayla, and this is why Vayigash El Yehuda. So again, I thank you all, for those of you that davened, and I ask you to continue davening. She has every single day moved forward a small step, a little slower than we maybe would have written the script, as if we have any opinion. But slowly but surely, she's off her CPAP now. She's still on oxygen. She still needs to be on oxygen. That's what they tried to take. She'll get there, Mezzer Shem. But daven for her, daven for everybody. But remember the key to tefillah working. Last week, from 11 to 12 or 12 to 1, I, it boomed because everyone was moved. Now everyone's still davening. It's not the same, and it's human nature. My tefillos are also worn down from what they were that morning. Not Chas V'Shalom complaining. I'm just explaining how tefillah works. It's Vayigash, Chazal tells us. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, when you move closer. Hashem Baruch will help. This is why it says the Chassidim Rishayim would spend an hour before davening, thinking, we don't have that hour. We don't even have the time to daven. But the next time you're about to daven for a chayla, take a moment, think it through. What the person's going through, the ramifications of what they're going through. Your tefillah will be very different. For now, leave us crying. I'm going to go hold her. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos and Yashar Koyach for everyone. And no one should ever have to spend a Shabbos or even a weekday in the ICU. But we daven for that. Okay? Have a wonderful Shabbos.